Jernigan had a good punt return yesterday in practice. Has he been impressive in that area?
He has. Happy with that group. We need to see them against live bullets, three rookies that we have back there. So that's going to be exciting for us to see. Jernigan's catching the ball better. He's getting started better. Posey, done some good things as well. He's got the experience coming from Virginia Tech, having done it. And Ruben Randall's a guy that we've worked back there. I know he's done it in practice in college, but he has been behind two very good punt returners.
Jernigan specifically, as a college coach, has said he's really good about the one step and then right at the field. So he doesn't waste too much time to side. Do you see that? Is that your
Yeah. I mean, as soon as they can find the first vertical seam, we want them to take it. As many positive yards as we can. So they can stretch and cut, and it's a great ability to have.
Terrell, last year, obviously, had some issues with the goal support. I guess this time, he was using, is that correct?
He did, yeah.
That's gone. You said that could be a mental thing. Have you used that for the season and wiped that from his head a little bit?
I'd hope so. I mean, it's a physical thing as well, as far as tracking the ball better and being in a better position. And, I think he's doing those things, but until you see it with a live punter, live guys coming down,
and you got an important guy to replace on the special teams in Devin Thomas. Do you see anybody that, I don't know if you have someone in mind for that role this year, or do you see a few guys that you feel like can fill that position?
Again, each year we look at our roster and, got to figure out who the 53 and 46 is going to be for game day and fill what guys can fill those roles. And it's ever-changing for special teams, so we never get too hooked up with the guy, because once you start feeling real comfortable with the guy, then we'll start in or as a free agent. So we're used to the change of having to get guys ready for that.
I guess one of the things about Tyler Sash, your suspension, is you lose your fullback on the punt situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Stevie Brown, I think, did some of it elsewhere.
He's never done it, so we're training him to do it. We always try and train a lot of different guys doing it so they understand the concept of protection. So we'll do a lot of it in meetings where we throw up a picture and ask them to call off the protection, whether they're playing the tackle guard or the wing. Chase has done it for us before the games, and we're also working with Isaiah Standback and Danny DePalma in that role as well.
What does Randall bring to the punt return?
Very good hands. Sometimes he's almost too confident with his hands and catches the ball as if he's just catching a pass instead of getting up underneath it. And so that gives him a great ability to get started. He does cover more ground than it appears. He's a long, smooth strider, but he does have the ability to stick his foot in the ground, looks like, in practice.
Is it nice to enter camp with that? Was a big cloud around the punting situation, and having someone that you know can trust in that spot right now?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to have our guys back. It's the first year that we've had the same punter, kicker, long snapper. Should really help those three guys perform at a high level.
That Holden took. I mean, Lawrence last year thought he was getting them pretty back. Sage was here, and then it turned out that he had sort of breaks knees. And that was going to be good.
Are you looking at basically the same guys for kickoff return, too, or someone?
With kickoff return?
Yeah.
We do, but we'll also add Darrell Scott, Andre Brown into that mix as well. So all those guys have been repping.